just found out why I love that song so much. Well, first of all, I like whistling to it, and I'm a terrible whistler, but I really like whistling to that song. But underneath it, there is a terrific bass line, string bass line. And I used to play string bass for several years in folk music and also in jazz, and I love the bass line. It's very clear and very easy to follow. And so it makes me feel happy. I love this theme song for On the Air. And you're listening to On the Air. I'm Glenn Coble. And here's Scott Spears. And it's not Sears, as in Sears Tower. Is that right, Scott Spears?
What were you rattling on there about?
I'm sorry?
I say, what were you rattling on there about?
Oh, how I messed up your name at the end of the last segment, calling you Sears. Scott Sears Tower.
Which is no longer there.
That's right. It's no longer the Sears Tower. It's still there. It's not called the Sears Tower anymore, though.
We should let people know we have 4 tickets to Kids Bop.
Sure.
Tonight at the Ohio State Fair, 6:30 p.m. If you'd like those, call us.
Please.
740-383-9944. You do have to pick them up before 1 o'clock. But if you know or you know anybody who would want 4 tickets to the Kids Bop, 740-383-9944.
That weather is
740-383-9944.
That weather is really messing you up because you keep bopping out your signal. So I don't know what's going on.
It's a nasty day. Today is a day to take a nap.
Every day is a day to take a nap. When you get my age, you take at least 1 nap a day, and quite often 2 or 3. Do you not nap? Oh, hey, we got a phone call. Let's go see what they want. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, what's going to be the topics with Dr. Feynman today?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Well, now, the one thing that I didn't realize that we were going...
I know what they'll be.
Huh? What the, I didn't realize that...
I know what they'll be.
You do? Okay, you tell him.
He will tell you at one point, I can't hear you, lean into the microphone.
Yes, he will do that.
Well, yeah, we'll hear that a few times.
Yeah. But we're...
He snaps. He goes crazy.
One thing, though, Lee, you apparently called Scott earlier and told him about the investigation into the president, and that was not on my timeline when I filled out my little ad for the show today. So that,
yeah, you
probably,
might want to ask him about that. Yeah, that was on TV this morning.
That'll make him all excited.
I wonder if he's heard about that.
I'm sure he has. Yeah, and we'll talk about that, and we're going to talk about that representative Heiss. He is not going to have to answer to the Fulton County investigation. He is still going to have to answer to investigation, but because apparently the district attorney down there, she apparently donated to his opponent, she has to disqualify herself. We're going to talk about Walmart's lowering of clothes prices in other categories. What does that mean? And, you know, we might talk about, there's a representative from, I think it's Georgia, come out against gay marriage. 3 or 4 days ago, he voted against the gay marriage thing, and he just attended his son's gay wedding. So we're going to talk about that.
Don't people want peace in this world?
I hope so.
I mean, I don't like gay marriages any more than the next guy, but it's none of my business what somebody else does.
There you go. I agree with you.
You know?
Yep.
You know, why is that a story, though? I have heard that week on many shows, that particular story. Why is that such a story?
Because it's such a flaming hypocrisy of the man to go against gay marriage and then go to his son's wedding.
You know. Most people that are against abortion, if it came deep down and they needed abortion, it'd be all right.
Yeah, especially if their daughter was raped or something.
No.
Right.
Wait. Now, hold on. Now, okay. Hold on this one. I think we've taken a giant step. Okay, now, this is your son.
Yeah.
This is your son. Okay, now, you do not have to agree with everything your son does to go to his wedding. And I'm sure there are a lot of fathers who have went to sons' weddings who thought that the bride was not the right one, who thought that the marriage wouldn't last, who maybe he got the girl pregnant and they married for that reason. The father still shows up at the wedding. It doesn't mean he endorses what's going on.
Well, it does.
What, does he want to throw his kid in jail? He wants outlaw gay marriages, so...
Why did he vote against it? I just don't understand why you would have voted against something like that if you knew darn well it was going to hurt your own family member. I don't know.
So let me ask you this. So for him not to be a hypocrite, if he really believes, like heaven knows in Marion, our commencements, River Valley, that marriage is between a man and a woman, he should have stayed home from his son's wedding?
No.
Not be a hypocrite?
I think he shouldn't have voted for what he voted for 3 days prior to his son's wedding, who he knew was going to have a gay wedding.
Right. He really believes, like a lot of stated,
boy,
that marriage is between a man and a woman.
Your signal is really bad. I think
so
God is...
never attend your son's wedding?
I think God is trying to cut you off the air, because your signal is bouncing back and forth.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time hearing.
Yeah.
Hey, Scott?
No,
did you ever have the nickname Snotty Scotty?
We're all talking at the same time, so I think everybody's bouncing.
Did you hear that? Have you ever had the nickname Scotty, Snotty Scotty? That's what Lee wants to know.
No, my sinuses are clear.
I know... girl used to call her brother. That it would upsetting. Yeah, I corrected myself.
Well, she
myself
better not
there.
Go to his wedding. She's a hypocrite.
Oh,
okay, I'll listen.
All right, thanks for calling in, Lee. Bye bye. All right.
No, but Glenn, I mean, is that not the stupidest story in the world?
No.
I mean, I understand.
I disagree with
for that
you.
To make news.
I don't think it would be news if he wasn't a nationally known state or federal representative that just voted against gay marriages. It just
right.
Why doesn't he understand why it's important that his son get married? And yet he
right,
obviously
okay.
did.
I mean, okay, but if your child, which happens a lot, and certainly happened a lot in the older days, if your son gets a girl pregnant, mm-hmm. and they get married because of that, if you going to the wedding, you endorse that? You endorse doing that?
No,
and I don't understand that.
I don't think going to the wedding endorses it. I think his voting against gay marriages is the opposite side of what you're saying, so... It just seems hypocritical to me. That's all I can say.
I'm just curious. So
I am too.
If he knew how
why would he do it? Jerk.
No, I'm saying, if he knew how he was going to vote, and he believes that marriage is a man and a woman, should he have just stayed home from the wedding?
I didn't say he should stay home from the wedding. I'm just saying...
No, but I mean, you're saying the way... He can't vote against gay marriage and go to his son's wedding.
I didn't say he can't.
And not be a hypocrite.
I'm just saying it's hypocritical to vote against gay marriage, allowing gay marriage in your state, and then 3 days later go to your son's gay marriage. I see that as hypocritical. It's me.
But I mean,
it's not him. It's me. That's the way I see it. I think he's being a jerk.
I guess all I'm saying is... I'm just asking, what is the man to do if his son wants him at his wedding? He doesn't feel that is how a marriage should go. Should he stay home from the wedding?
No, I would
tell
never
his son
say.
Tough luck.
I would never say stay at home from the wedding. Just be hypocritical. That's all. Just go ahead and be hypocritical. It's okay to be hypocritical.
But haven't you been to a wedding where you did not think that the marriage was going to last?
No, I haven't. I don't know why, but I think you might have because you're so much younger. When I was going to weddings, which was 30 years before you were going to weddings, when I was going to weddings, we assumed that they would all last forever because that's what you signed up for.
You never went to a shotgun wedding?
Nope, never did.
But how many people attend shotgun? I mean, if this was like his cousin or his mailman, I could see not going to the wedding, but it's his son. You show up to your son's wedding.
Yeah.
If your son expects it.
Now, I'm
you
not
might
saying...
not agree with his lifestyle, but you go to the wedding.
I'm not saying... And they were just so proud of him. That, and both he and his wife were gushing about the wedding, which kind of added to that. But, you can go to whatever wedding you want to. You just have to admit it's kind of hypocritical to vote against gay marriage and then go to your son's gay wedding. So, immediately thereafter.
Let's say you're an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And you've went through Alcoholics Anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
And you get invited to a wedding where you know there's going to be alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go, are you a hypocrite?
Why would you be a hypocrite?
Well, because you're going to an event where people are getting drunk.
But that's them. That's not you. You know.
Right. And the father didn't marry a gay person, did he?
Not that I know of. I don't know what his wife is. But
so that's why I say, why is that hypocritical?
Because you're doing something. You're saying something. That you're not honoring with your actions. You're saying, I think it should be against the law to have men wear same-sex marriage, and then 3 days later, you're going to your son's gay marriage, which he gushes about, and that's wonderful. I'm glad he was happy for his son, and I'm glad he did go to his son's wedding. I just think it's a hypocritical action. It has nothing to do, it doesn't mean he's a bad person, it just means it's a hypocritical action because he said one thing and he's doing kind of the opposite.
Well, this is an interesting conversation to have, and only in Marion would you get this conversation on the station.
Yeah,
here's where I think
we have a phone call. Let me get this one. All right,
thank
you. Hang on. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm looking at this gay marriage guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like this guy is a true representative because he was elected by people to convey their beliefs. The
okay.
majority of his voters may be against gay marriages.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to vote that way to be a true representative of his people.
Now, I had an interesting...
And then...
Okay, go ahead.
He can vote, live his life however he wants, but he's supposed to be a true representative of the people that elected him, and maybe they are against gay marriages.
Now, I've had some interesting discussions with people about that specific thing. If you are elected to serve your, let's say, your district, do you vote in favor of what you believe is right, or do you vote in favor of what you believe your constituents think is right? And that's a tough question to answer.
It goes on the idea, too, that you can get every Republican vote, and you may not win. Or you can get every Democratic vote, and you may not win.
Mm-hmm.
It's the people that don't declare party, who are neutral, that mm-hmm. wins you the election.
That's true now. Very true. Yeah.
So you got to represent those people too. You just can't represent Republicans all the time or Democrats all the time. You have to represent the people that elect you.
But that's not
true today.
Do you
it's
think
just straight?
Do you think a person
you're Republican, you vote Republican?
Yeah, unfortunately, that is the way we're going, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what side of that argument do you vote for your constituents, or do you vote for your better judgment in yourself? And that's a question that I think is the hardest question to answer when you're running for office. Am I going to vote for my true beliefs? You know, people that vote for pro-life people that vote that way. If they truly believe that way, then they're voting for themselves, maybe not their constituents, because that's not where the national politics says it should be. But, you know, you've got to answer that when you get into the business of politics. You got to know that when going in, that there are always going to be people that are going to disagree with you. But, yeah, good question. Great question. And I'm not sure it's answerable.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in. Yeah, you too. Bye-bye. Great question. Great question. That's a question I struggled to answer when I was running for office. I really did. I had a big fight with...
You know, the problem is...
Yeah.
Well, the problem is you can never really vote how in representation of the people you represent, because how do you really know how the majority wants you to vote?
Yeah. Now, if you're a national politician, you may have, you know, they do so many polls, you may have a general idea. But, yeah, you never know exactly how your district, how the majority of your people believe. You just, that's right. Why I always believed you vote for your better conscience, what you think is right. So, and if you...
Well,
if you if you vote incorrectly, then you'll get voted out.
Well, that's right, and that's how I feel. If you tell people how you're going to vote and you get elected, well, there you go.
Yeah, it's a mandate then. Yeah, most
right.
Most
the problem with this the problem with this story is not even the issue of gay marriage. Just take that out of it. What I'm saying is that the media, because I have seen this on talk shows. This is a big.
You
story.
Sure hate the media. Go ahead. I just said you sure hate the media. You hate it.
Well, because the media has made this like some kind of a steroid story.
I think that's a gross generality.
Do what?
I think that's a gross generality. I don't think all media does that. I think you're wrong. Hey, we got a phone call.
I didn't say all media. I said the media in this case.
Okay.
That I had heard about this story prior to this and couldn't even tell you the representative's name that did it, tells you that why is that a story?
Hey,
it's not a crime. It's not.
Well, it is in some states.
Being pursued in a crime.
Hey, we've got a phone call. Let me go to it, okay?
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
What's the subject today?
Which subject? Hang on, I got to tell somebody they can come in. Okay, which subject? We got lots of subjects.
Well, is it trivia?
Oh, no, we aren't in trivia right now.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Scott. I've got to take care of one of our listeners. You cover stuff, okay? I'm going to shut my mic off. All right.
How you doing?
Good.
Good, good.
Have a good time, yeah.
Now, do you know what's the most popular McDonald's slogan ever?
Oh, you see, Scott's there?
Yeah, I just need to know.
Yes.
How to do it. Okay.
I got a message for him. I missed him last Monday.
Oh, go ahead.
And the message? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Scott. Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you calling.
Okay, later.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I can.
All right, there went our caller, but the phone lines are open,
740-383-9944.
We still have four tickets to Kids Bop tonight at 6:30 in Columbus. 740-383-9944. Four tickets left to Kids Bop tonight in Columbus. At 6:30 p.m. at the Ohio State Fair.
And four of those tickets are out the door right now. So that's why I had to get off the air. I'm sorry.
Still got four left.
I'm sorry to the listener that I kind of shuffled over to you, but a little tough to hand out tickets while you're talking on the air.
So still four tickets left. If anybody wants them, all you got to do is call the station, 740-383-9944.
Excellent. All right.
What my point about that whole story is, I mean, what is the heart of that story except calling somebody a hypocrite?
Well, is being a politician and being a hypocrite not a story? I mean, it has been down through the ages. On any time a politician becomes a hypocrite, it's a story.
Yeah, but here's what I think's going on. We're having conversations about same-sex marriage, and we're having conversations about Roe versus Wade. So now all these things are stories. I mean, I don't find it a coincidence that they just voted to codify same-sex marriage in the House, and all of a sudden this is a story.
Why would it not be a story?
I just don't know what makes that news, because I don't think
because
the man
it's something that affects the nation. That's why.
But this one guy's vote didn't stop it. It did pass the House.
Yeah. It's
so what?
It's just saying, look, there are people that disagree with this, and you know, these people happen to be hypocritical about it. Having gone, you know, to their son's, gay son's wedding doesn't make them bad people. It's just that's against what he voted. So he was forced into it. And I don't think anybody should blame him for going to his kid's wedding.
But they are.
I know. I'm not. I'm just saying it's hypocritical. I'm saying it's hypocritical. I'm not saying it's bad.
Well, is hypocrite an endearing term?
It's not intended to be an endearing term, but in the way I see it, it's just saying you're going against what you said you were going to do. That's all.
See, but I guess I don't know that going to a wedding is an endorsement of anything.
I mean, understand what you're saying.
I went to weddings.
I understand what you're saying. I disagree with you. That's all.
But really, is that because I mean,
you can
I
keep saying really, but I don't believe it. Go ahead.
No, what when you do something or go somewhere, is that you endorsing it?
Yeah, to a degree.
See, well, here's what I don't get then. If I
wouldn't go if I didn't like it,
right? But if I go see a bad movie, it doesn't mean I endorse it.
If you went to it, you're endorsing. If you went to it, you're endorsing that you think people should go to it initially. Well, once you see it, okay, then it's a different thing.
Let's like the Charleston loophole, which allows you to sell firearms at flea markets.
Yeah.
If I go to a flea market that sells firearms, and I believe that firearms should be handled a different way, am I a hypocrite?
Well, I would say
that flea market?
I would say yes, because I would leave if I found they were doing that, quite frankly.
Well, I tell you, we got an awful lot of hypocrites.
I know we do. And then, like I said, I don't think that's necessarily wrong. You just those people just disagree with the way I feel. I would leave if I went into a place and they were selling firearms. What I feel is unsavory in an unsavory manner without doing the credit checks and all that, and not the credit checks, what is it, I would leave. And my wife and I have left only once, but we did leave a flea market because it was dominated by gun sales, and my wife and I aren't interested in that. So and I have nothing against the people that were there buying, except for I don't think that we should allow people to buy without checking. You're going to go out and kill somebody or something, you ought to be checked. Are you safe to do that?
Well, it's interesting to me, I guess, that a man would be faulted, because I guarantee you his family would certainly have faulted him had he not worked with his son's wedding.
Okay. And I'm not faulting him. I'm just saying it's hypocritical to do that. And if that's a fault, if hypocrisy is a fault, then, yeah, maybe I am faulting him, but I don't intend it to be that.
Now, what if you found out that one of your sons was for same-sex marriage?
Okay.
And you are for same-sex marriage.
Both of my sons are for it. I'm sorry?
I say, if you found out one of your sons was against same-sex marriage,
mm-hmm.
believed that marriage was between a man and a woman,
mm-hmm.
and he married a woman, you going to his wedding because you believe differently, would that make you a hypocrite?
No, I don't believe either one of them is wrong, so no. I don't worry about what other people believe. I believe you should marry the person you love. Period.
Right. Which
maybe not the animal you love.
This guy.
What?
Which is what comes back to the point of it's not what this guy believes. It's that they splashed him on the cover of all these. That's why he's being talked about today.
He didn't get a whole lot of coverage. He got some coverage, but I don't think he got splashed. Now, in his state, he probably did, but, you ought to know if he's going to do that, then obviously it's a hypocritical action, and, if that's bad, then I guess that's bad in your mind, but I would not condemn him for going to his son's wedding. I'm proud that he did. I'm glad he went to his son's wedding. I wish he hadn't voted against the bill. That's all.
Right, but that's probably not how he feels.
What's not the way he feels?
Maybe he feels marriage between a man and a woman, but he doesn't make his son's choices.
Okay. I don't know. I think he should have just, vote against it, but don't gush about how wonderful the wedding was, how beautiful it was, how he was so proud, and that sort of thing. He should have just left it alone. Okay, I'm going to my son's wedding because it's my son, and I disagree with his choices, and let it go, as opposed to getting all gushy about it.
I think this is interesting because I think it comes down to the conversation that we've had for a few weeks now, which is, can you disagree with somebody without being negative toward them? And to me, this is where clearly this man disagrees with his son on what marriage is, but he was tolerant enough to go to his wedding. He didn't call him names. Mm-hmm. He didn't say nasty stuff. He didn't not talk to him for the rest of his life. If he did that, we would be all over him.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
So I don't know which way this guy's supposed to go.
Well, I think it's a tough thing on knowing which way to go on something like that. I just wish he had let it die as opposed to... He kind of tried to say how wonderful it was and all this stuff and kind of covered his... cover himself by... saying things that either he meant them or he didn't mean them, but it didn't sound like he meant them if he voted against it, so I don't know. I'm glad he went. If I were a father of a gay man, I would go to my son's wedding. I'm not a gay person, and it kind of creeps me out, but I would still go, and I love my gay friends, and I have several, so... Yeah, I don't know.
They might not like that comment. I don't know.
Maybe not. I don't know. Oh, my.
And I think that herein lies the problem is that, see, to me, I guess I just don't understand somebody sitting in a newsroom, and that was a national story.
Yes, it was a national story. But it wasn't splashed. Okay. You said splashed, though. And splashed may be a little overcut.
Well, I guess why I said splashed is they were talking about it on The View. Now, that's not exactly 6 o'clock news.
Hey, we got
another... That's not exactly the 6 o'clock news.
We got another caller. Let me go to get the caller and then come back. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, Glenn, I agree with you on that. You know, the guy shouldn't have boasted about it, and he shouldn't even really have talked about it.
Leave it alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to the wedding. Don't publicize it, you know.
And be happy for your son.
Right. And just like you said you got gay friends, and so don't I.
Yeah.
Okay? But I don't want to talk sex with them.
I don't either. It kind of creeps me out.
You know, I don't want to have any sex talks or, you know, anything with them. I don't want to, you know, them, you know, to tell me what size strap-on dildo they wear or whatever, you know.
Can we say that on the air, Scott?
You know,
we
can be friends, but we don't have to be friends in that area, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And I, you know, there are a lot of things I disagree with my friends about politically, and we don't have to talk about it because we disagree, and there's no sense in talking about it, right?
But a lot of times, people are against gay marriage or against something, but then when it comes down to in their family and they have to deal with the problem, then
it does change.
Right, it's different.
Well, look at Liz Cheney. She was absolutely opposed to gay marriage and that sort of lifestyle until she found out her sister was gay. So,
right.
Yeah. And I'm proud that she's able to say, I was wrong. And she said that last night or two nights ago. I was watching her and she said, I was wrong. That takes a lot of guts.
And there's people that think, you know, the drug problem. Well, anybody caught for drugs automatically gets 30 years in jail.
Yeah, that's terrible, isn't it?
But when it's your kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then it changes things, don't it?
Or if it goes from marijuana is illegal to it's okay.
Yeah.
That changes things, too. Yeah, thanks a lot, Lee. I appreciate you supporting me. Scott and I love to disagree about things.
Well, I think he likes to get the ball going and get, you know, disagree with you on purpose.
Of course he does that. And I do it the other way, too.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lee.
Yep.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
See, that was very interesting because what was said there was that people change their tune when something directly happens to them, and we're saying that's wrong.
We say
that's
you're breaking up. What did you say again? I'm sorry.
We said
you still are breaking up.
Bring that phone.
You're breaking up badly now. Yeah, you seem to be going. It's kind of picket fencing, off and on, off and on. I don't know what you can do out there. You're in a bad spot, Scott. I'm going to give you a second here.
I guess.
There you
all
go.
All I know.
Now I can hear you.
I just looked this guy up, and he was on NBC News. He was on CNN, all because he went to his son's wedding.
Okay.
That seems a little splashed. The View, The Hill.
Well, when you're a politician, you have to take that sort of thing. And if I were him, I would be, and it wouldn't surprise me that it's not a good thing for him.
I'm sure it's not politically.
Oh, come on now, in politics, any publicity is good, even the bad stuff. Look at Mr. Gates, Senator Gates, down in Florida. Even the bad stuff is good until you get thrown in jail.
This story is just an interesting story to me because I don't know that attending your son's wedding makes you a hypocrite. I don't know that he endorsed marriage.
Well, we'd have to ask him.
Well,
Pretty
well.
I'm sorry?
I said I think his vote pretty well says where he stands on it.
Yeah, but it doesn't say that he. It just says where he stands on it. It doesn't say where he, you know, why he decided to go to his son's wedding and stuff like that. I'd like to hear him interviewed. I have nothing against the man, except for he's a Republican. Anybody that's voting Republican right now, I have something against. But no, I really don't. But I don't know. It's a tough angle. I think it's hypocritical because he did something that he says is not right. He voted against something that he now is saying it's okay for his son to be involved in. You know, and that's fine. If it's hypocritical, it's hypocritical. It doesn't mean he's a bad person, in my opinion.
No, I just think that the news that Republican from where was this guy even from?
I think he's from Georgia. I think.
Well, no, it says PA.
Oh, yeah, Pennsylvania, yeah.
See, we don't even know. This is not even a big deal guy.
Well, I didn't say it was.
No, so that's why I say, why is it a story?
Because he's a politician.
Yeah, but there are a lot of politicians. Yeah, I'm sure somebody else has.
Well, and I'm sure
done something very similar.
And I imagine it will pop up on the news line if somebody does something similar to that. If somebody goes and has an abortion and they've been voting pro-life, that's going to jump up there. Or if their daughter has an abortion.
Now, see, I can see the hypocritical nature in that because you're saying that's you did it. You went.
No, I'm talking about if you have a daughter that gets an abortion, I'm sure that people will throw that in your face if you're pro-life.
Now, that's a good, that's a very good one, too, because, again, if you are pro-life mm-hmm. and your daughter gets an abortion, how do you stop her?
But you shouldn't get on the air and say how wonderful the abortion was and she handled it really well and I'm so proud of her for... And he kind of gushed over his son, so his son's wedding.
Yeah, but I'm reading this story, and there's no video of this wedding.
Apparently,
they emailed his office.
Okay.
And he said he's glad his son found a partner. He's glad that the wedding was fine. I mean, I don't know that that's gushing. He hasn't gone on television and said that.
Well, I haven't read all the stuff about it. I'm just telling you what I've heard on the national television is that he was very happy about it, and his wife was very supportive and so forth. You're right. We don't really know anything about it. But that, unfortunately, is the truth of our lives. We don't know anything about anything except for what we've heard other people say, unless you happen to be at that situation. And we vote on what other people say. We don't vote on what we see. We don't live with Jim Jordan. We don't live with President Biden. We just assume what other people are saying about those people is true. And I don't know. It's a tough part of our existence.
Right, and I think that's one of the big problems in the whole thing is that when the media, NBC News, CNN, talk shows, make that a story, I don't know, you know, I guess that's to say that I'm not even what that story says. I don't even know what it means.
You know, I really get tired of both you and my wife criticizing the media all the time. I think without the media, this United States would go to hell in a handbasket. I really do.
Oh, no, we've got to have a media.
I absolutely agree with that.
I wonder something.
But why do you and my wife run it down so much? Oh, it's the media's fault. Well,
no,
it's not
I
the media's
think
fault.
There are certain things that the media does that I am curious about. By and large, I think they do a fine job. But when I look at a story like this, I think, well, now why was that a story? When I look at the River Valley story,
don't read it if you don't like it.
Why do we have to do 15 stories on that? Huh?
Don't read it if you disagree with it. Just put the paper down and go on.
It came up on the show here.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand why we're talking about it. I don't.
Right, but I mean, you and I both said that it was overkill to have 15 stories on the River Valley graduation speech.
Yeah.
Now that's critical of the media, but that's just one aspect of something the media did.
I don't think you can say the media in one big nobody but the local people. Very few places ran stories on that. So. It's not media.
It did become a national story. That's what was so odd to me about it.
But not a terrible national story. I mean, it wasn't on the New York Times. It wasn't even on the Washington Post. It was a few places here and there picked it up. Because, and I'll agree with you on this, it the reason why they picked it up is because it was sensational. And right. I don't like that. I don't like supporting sensational news.
Well, it's just that story made it to the USA Today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
Who reads USA Today anymore? Anyway.
Well, I don't know it.
I don't.
Some people, I assume it's still there.
Is it? I didn't know that. I really didn't. I didn't.
NBC News ran it. Stations in Cleveland, Kentucky, all across the country, it hit the AP.
Okay. I didn't pay any attention to it because I didn't care about it. So.
Right, but I don't know. It's confusing to me sometimes what the media decide is news and what is not, because you make the choice what story you're going to run with.
Well, we are our own people, and I truly believe that we should not let the media tell us how to think. And I think that's one of the reasons why we're in so much problem right now, is there are a group of people that let the media tell them what to think. Think what you believe. Know what you think. And put your... Do some sincere study on what you truly believe. And I truly believe let people live as the way they are as long as they're not hurting anybody else.
Right, but I think that's how we all would like to believe, but I think the problem is...
It's not the way we'd all like to believe. There are a lot of people that want you to believe the way they believe, and I think that's wrong. Our evangelical movement is telling us that we have to believe that way. This one of the things I'm going to talk about on my show is this movement towards Christian nationality, nationalism. Christian nationalism, which surfaced in the 50s, and people that are supporting Christian nationalism do not think that Jews ought to live in the United States, do not think they don't believe in anybody who doesn't believe exactly the way they believe in Jesus Christ. And I will tell you, most people don't know what the hell they're thinking about when they're thinking about it. I don't know. It's kind of crazy.
But I know, I guess all I'm saying, aren't people entitled to believe how they believe?
Absolutely, but don't tell me how to believe what you believe.
Right, but see, now that's the rub on the media. When they run a story like the one we've been talking about, the news sources that ran it are running it as if the guy is a hypocrite. And I don't know if that's true or not,
but
that's certainly how it's being put out there. And if you look at that story at River Valley, when it ran in the USA Today, the headline said anti-gay. And you and I have talked about this. Was it anti-gay? I don't know.
Well, we've got a phone caller, so I'm going to go to that because I don't even know how to answer your question. Hang on. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, that's the way religious groups have always been.
I understand.
It's your my way or no way. There's been so many there's been more wars over religion.
Oh, yeah.
And trying to force people to be their way than anything else wars have ever been about.
Yeah, like the Crusades.
Yeah.
Where they slaughtered people. That's real Christian.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring that up.
All right, thanks, Lee. I agree with you. Lee and I are brothers in bond here, right? You still there? Hello, Scott. Oh, maybe I lost Scott. I don't know. That's kind of crazy.
No, I'm still, I'm here.
Oh, okay. You went into, had to go potty, huh?
Right, but now, see, it's such a long and twisty road, because just like what the caller said, that's his belief.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's not the belief of the religious groups. And I think that everybody's entitled to their own opinion, and I don't know that everybody in every group feels exactly the same way.
Right. No, I guarantee you they don't feel the same way.
But I don't know if that makes them a hypocrite for being a part of that group.
I'm just saying it's a hypocritical action. I'm not saying that they're a bad person. I just think it's hypocritical in that he did something that he turns around and says is okay. So he voted for something.
Just in the final moments of this program, I hear all the Democrats all of a sudden praising Liz Cheney.
Yeah, because she's got guts. All,
huh?
Because she has guts.
Okay, now, this is the woman who voted pretty much in lockstep with President Trump on everything he tried to pass.
93%, yes.
All right, so is that hypocritical?
I think she probably was in some cases. So that doesn't... lift her up because she's got the guts to tell other people, like her sister, that she was wrong about her. She's got the guts to come out and say to a guy like me, I'm way too liberal. I allow too much money to be spent on such and such. You know, I don't mind. If you got the guts to stand up for what you believe in, that's a different thing than being hypocritical. And you may have some hypocritical actions in that. Doesn't make you a bad person. It just makes you strong. Oh, we got a phone call. Do we have time? I'm going to go take it.
I think so.
Okay. Hi, we have about a minute. How can we help you? Hello? Oh, I lost him. Well, it was getting late and I left.
No, I just, I we got about 2 minutes left here.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that I think it's all pick and choose. I think people see it through the spectrum they want. And, you know, that's okay. And when we say the media, we're not encompassing, you know, people will say, I dislike Fox News. I think Fox News is nothing but lies. Well, they are a media group. Now, people can say they aren't, but that's what they qualify themselves as. Now, is that criticizing the media? I don't know.
There have always been liberal and conservative papers. When I was in Chicago, the Sun-Times was known for being more liberal than the Tribune, which was known for being more conservative. There have always been things like that.
Oh. Right, and I just think there are some stories that are more sensational than others.
Oh yeah, absolutely, and those are the ones that get yanked out of the sky, right? I do have a phone call, and I'm sure the phone caller is saying, "Why aren't they picking up our phone?" But we're less than a minute now, so I'm not going to pick up the call.
Maybe they just want the kids' bop tickets.
Okay, call me back at the break, which will be in about 3 minutes,
because we still have kids' bop tickets.
Yep, I still do. Yeah,
four of them tonight, 6:30 at the Ohio State Fair.
Right.
And if you would like those, just call the station before 1 o'clock.
Right, and I will be glad to sit here and hand them out to you like I just did. I handed out four. So.
Four of them tonight for Kids Bop.
Yep.
And don't forget Live at 5 at 5 today and Trinity Baptist at 6. And your show with Dr. Feynman coming up right after this one.
Yeah, I hope he calls on time because he's going to have 5 minutes less to call. So, crazy our newscast.
Short today. All right. Yes. Well, it was fun, Glenn, as
okay.
always.
Okay, take care of yourself. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 101.